Hi, this is Gina Mullen with Gina Mullen Realty, and I am here to answer all your questions regarding real estate and give you some tips and tricks. So today we're going to talk a little bit about the shift in the market that we've seen. So there has been a shift. No, we're not saying that the market is getting ready to go bust, but what we are saying is that we're seeing some differences in the market. So no longer are we seeing houses on a regular basis selling in just a few days on the market. That seems to have gone by the wayside, unless it's just a spectacular house because it has a fabulous lot or it has a fabulous finish out and is different from the other homes around it. So what we're seeing a lot of is that buyers are taking their time finding homes. No longer are they grabbing at the first thing that goes on the market. And they're getting picky about what they want in a house. And a house without any updates in line with today's current trends are seeming to sit on the market longer because buyers at this point are not even wanting to do paint, which used to be just a simple change to a house. Buyers are really wanting to walk in and have a home turnkey. So some of the things that we can do that will help a buyer get most of the way there and seeing how great your home is put a fresh coat of paint on the walls and the trim. Try and find something that's in line with today's current trends. Most of the people out there are still looking for gray on the walls, but we're looking for a gray that is definitely in the taupe family, something that has a brown undertone, nothing with a green undertone or blue undertone. And a gray with a brown undertone is just as neutral as cream, so it'll go with anything with cream. And then of course the trim to be white, that is what most buyers are looking for. We can change out the backsplash in a kitchen pretty inexpensively usually. Most real estate agents have tile vendors in their list that can do that for approximately $750 for most backsplashes. And a current backsplash, even if the granite hasn't been changed out, makes a huge difference as well. And the flooring, if that's in your budget, most of the buyers are looking for all of the flooring on the first floor to be the same type of flooring. Now, that may or may not be in your budget, but if you're looking to do something for flooring, that should be what you would do. I would not replace carpet at this point. Most buyers are coming in and taking up carpet and putting down the same floor that's in the rest of the house if they can match it. And if not, they're putting in all new floor all throughout the bottom of the house. Painted cabinets is another one. If you paint the kitchen cabinets, I know that's really hard for some people with all wood cabinets, but that is what buyers are looking for, is painted kitchen cabinets. A new faucet in the kitchen will go a long way as well and just makes it look really updated. If you have secondary cabinets that, you know, have seen better days, or the kids have gotten to, or just need a general refresh, you can paint those as well. A gray goes a long way. It's a darker gray than what you would have on the walls, but it goes a long way with buyers. And just a few simple changes like that can get a buyer most of the way to where they want to go. But most of the time, sellers are moving because they don't want to make the changes in their house. And that's fine. But even when we price well to accommodate for the changes that need to be made, buyers just are not wanting to mess with painting the homes anymore. So if you're looking to put your house on the market, we do a pre-listing consultation. And if you do have a budget to do some things in the house, then we would love to meet with you to do a pre-listing consultation and let you know where to put that money, where you're going to get the most bang for your buck and get the most return with the changes you make in the house. So this is Gina Mullen with Gina Mullen Realty. Thank you.